when we were about to go on stage, our tour manager came in and said, right, you're on now. I said, we can't possibly go on. We'll have to wait for a little bit. Look, we're all over the place. It was a happening. You remember those days of happenings?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, what do you remember about it and what it was like?
The Roundhouse, you know, it's one of those famous places because every Sunday, I mean, it used to open up, I think it was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, wasn't it? And go right the way through to midnight, you know. And it was still pretty much like an old, what it was, you know, for steam engines used to get turned round in there, the Roundhouse, wasn't it, you know. And it was all quite mucky and dirty, loads of old railway sleepers all over the place. They had a really nice restaurant there, actually. I mean, they had a sort of like a big vegetarian restaurant in the Roundhouse then. I mean, people used to go in there, have their grub there, and sit there and eat and watch the bands. And it's a great place for a bit of escapism. Good psychedelic light shows going on, and I think it used to be Jeff Dexter was the DJ, as I recollect at the time then. Andy Dunkley and Jeff Dexter. That was the dream
of the past. It was a Greasy Truckers benefit gig.
That's right. Yeah, those albums go for about £150, £200 each now, apparently. They were a sort of cooperative sort of organisation that was sort of funded by Friends, the underground newspaper, you know. Greasy Truckers were sort of like a housing homeless, you know, sort of doing all stuff like that, really. I think United Artists, I think, only printed 2,000 copies of the album up, which was sold out, and all the funds went to the Greasy Truckers.
Silver Machine, yeah. Was recorded there and released and became, obviously, you know, a big track for you, wasn't it?
The big hit record. I mean, we all had, well, the funny thing was, I mean, we actually mixed it at, was it Olympic Studios in Barnes? Oh, gosh, I think, can't remember. Yeah, we all had to go at trying to do the vocals. That's why I ended up with Lemmy doing it, because all of us, I think Bob Calvert actually did the vocals to start with. Then I had to go, and it ended up with Lemmy doing it because he could do it best. So we all had a try.
And what was Lemmy like in those days?
Pretty much the same as he's been all his life, really. eccentric character. Great musician, eccentric character.
What are you looking forward to about this show? What can we expect?
Well, I mean, we just finished doing this album called Into the Woods, so, you know, it's probably, hopefully, one of our spectacular sort of light shows, come stage shows that we do with our dancers and all the things happening, you know. So, yeah, it should be an unusual show. So we'll make it into an experience, I'm sure.